uniting the racists with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. I don't know if I gave it. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. I have to tell you that the state of men today, and especially black men, but not only, is an emergency. It is an absolute emergency. Men have no idea. Men from the age of, I would say, 50 down, maybe a little younger, especially millennials down, they have no idea of how to be men. It is the darndest thing I've ever seen. They don't even, most, not all, don't even respect their own manness, their own identity. They identify more with the woman than they do the man. It's terrible. And in the black community, they're calling black women queens. And there's nothing queenish about black women, but they have been trained that way. I remember I went to a church out here in L.A., when I first moved out here, and they were calling black women queens. And I wonder, who are their kings? But the men have been put down and nearly destroyed, while women have been falsely lifted up. And it's causing a lot of confusion and chaos in our country. I want my country back. And it's not only causing chaos and confusion, it's allowing evil to just come in and overtake. For example, abortion, to a point now where the children of the lie, the men and women, in the Democratic Party, the media, they want to kill children even after they are born. They call it infanticide, but it's murder. Radical homosexuality is in the forefront now. People are afraid to speak out against homosexuality, especially those who think that is normal. But those who don't think it's normal, you understand, they know they're caught up in something that they would like to get overcome. But men and women today, especially men, are afraid to speak out against it. There are certain words that you cannot use anymore. Who give you the right to tell you what you can say or not say? That doesn't make sense. And men are afraid to be men. They're afraid to be men. They'd rather act and speak and be emotional like a woman rather than a man. It's crazy. It really is. I've never seen anything like this. And most men have no logic now. They're pretty talented in many areas, but as far as logic, they have no logic. They're very mentally, and they're very like a woman in the mind, emotional in the mind and in the body. It's crazy, folks. It is a state of emergency. And I believe that it's starting to change because they're hearing the truth that we're speaking here. And many men and women are waking up, and now they're telling others, bringing reality to them that this is wrong. My biblical question this week, what does it mean when do not do unto others what you would not have them do unto you? Do not do unto others what you would not have them do unto you. That's my biblical question. It's amazing. Yesterday I was talking about the woman, Stacey Abrams, how she gave the follow-up after the president's State of the Union address on Tuesday. And Stacey Abrams is a fat black woman with nappy hair. And in the good old days when men were men and boys were boys, black women were not allowed to go outside in the public like that. Like go to church or give speeches or go to school with nappy hair or to events. They had to straighten their hair out because we all knew it was nappy. And now they have the women have come to the forefront in the black community, bringing all the wrong things and ideas to the forefront. And Stacey Abrams is like one of the wicked women of Georgia. And she gave this poor me, pitiful me, my dad and my mama address or speech after the president. And she came out in nappy hat. I mentioned it yesterday. So I received, we tweeted about it as well. And so I got this one tweet from a, I think it's a woman by the name of Suki Smith. Is that a black name? That's amazing. So Suki Smith responded to my tweets about Stacey Abrams' nappy hair. Because I said she needed to put some relaxer in it or something, or a hot comb. She could borrow my cousin's hot comb if she ain't got one. If she doesn't have one, she should borrow my cousin's hot comb. They used to do that. The neighbors up and down the road would borrow, you know, other women hot combs if they didn't have one. But so this woman, Suki Smith, responded, and she said, "Jesse, that S is played out. We can wear out. It should be our. But it's out. We can wear our hair however the F we want. Our natural hair is beautiful. Beauty is in the mind of the beholder. It's our crown." So now black women, some black women are calling their nappy hair beauty or beautiful and their crown. Maybe that's why the black men are calling black women queens. They think that nappy hair is a crown. And she goes on to say, "And sis has a BA from Spelman, a master's from the University of Texas, and a law degree from Yale. You?" And the question mark, do I have a degree? And that's the reason I wanted to read this, because of the so-called degree aspect of Stacey Abrams. Black people and all people need to know it's not great to have a degree. That doesn't make you important. That makes you dumber, if anything. If you notice, black people are trying to get degrees now because white people have them, and they're trying to imitate white people, thinking that they're going to beat out white people. And so now they're all trying to get degrees. And yet they are angry, insecure, lazy, having children out of wedlock, hate the white people, can't work. I mean, just in a mess. Black-on-black crime out of control, abortion out of control. And Stacey Abrams is only in that position because of affirmative action. She's a black female, not because she's smart. Stacey Abrams wants illegal aliens to be able to vote, non-citizens to be able to vote. With all of those degrees, BA from Spelman, a master's degree from the University of Texas, a law degree from Yale, she's still dumb. What kind of person would want illegal aliens or non-citizens to vote in my great country, in our country? That's not the right thing. So she has no morals. She has no common sense. She may be carrying all those affirmative action degrees, but she's still lost. She's still a member of the children of the lie. Degrees are not the answer, folks. You've been lied to. What's the answer to life is to love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else. To love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else, and your neighbor as yourself. That's important. Morals are important. Knowing how to work is important. Having a degree and no values mean nothing. Really, nothing. Stacey Abrams is a idiot. She really is. And anyone who votes for her is an idiot. And I was told that Stacey was reportedly $200,000 in debt. Isn't that amazing? This woman, a degree don't mean anything. It doesn't mean a thing if you have no values. Look at the folks running our government today. The right old Republicans have degrees. Those women who on the Democratic side who sat at the president's speech in white, they were all dressed in white, white in the hoods, in their white hoods. They have degrees. Look how dumb and silly they are. They have no values. Their lives are all screwed up. A degree don't mean anything. You got to change that. A good trade or being willing to work with your hands and have morals and values is the right thing to do. That's the way to go. I know so many people who have degrees and their lives are falling apart. Inwardly, they have anger, they have fear, they have doubt, worry, insecurity. They can't speak the truth. Their children, if they're married, their children's lives are messed up. Their relationships are not working. The men are betas, beta men, and the women are out of control. So degree is not the answer.